Shabbos. How do we know that yesterday was Shabbos? Today is Sunday. How do we know today is Sunday and yesterday is Shabbos? Maybe yesterday was Friday and today is Shabbos. I mean, the answer is that was the Maseira that we got from the plain Jews, from our father and our mother, and throughout the generations. So they counted the 7 days of the week, and that yesterday was Shabbos. So briefly, the Dini Atira themselves are based upon the Maseira of Mishit Utira Misina and Sol Yeshua. The Miladaum of Dini Atira, what the Shabbos, so that is Shalavicho v'yageitcho skinecho v'yimuach. Now, as far as the Tzuras HaEisius of Yisitatoi is concerned. So the Bishalivi said, I forgot to mention it. The Bishalivi said, there is a mitzvah of Lovon, there is a mitzvah of Trelis. And that we know to the Maseira of Mishit Butira Messina and Sol Yeshua. What is Trelis? Trelis is the chut shel tzitzis that was dyed blue with the dam of the that's also the Maseira of Mishit Butira Messina and Sol Yeshua. But what is Halozun today? That we knew at one time. In the early days, we knew it on the basis of the Maseira of Shalavich v'Yageitzos Kenechavim Loch, but unfortunately, we became ignorant of that Maseira. We didn't know. Now you, Rabbi Yashin Henech, you want to revive and to determine the subject matter of the Dini HaTorah on the basis, because in Latin it's called this, and in that, and when you make a chemical reaction, so it's one reaction. First it is not red, first it is not blue, first it is something else, then it becomes blue. It's all very good. But that's not the Maseira of Shalavicho v'Yageitzos Kenechav Yimuloch. And in determining, identifying the Miladaume of Dini HaTorah, only through the Maseira of Shalavicho v'Yageitzos Kenechav Yimuloch. Not for Latin, and not for chemistry, and not for anything else. Yes?
So when the Pasuk says Svar, the empty Svar, it says Ficha.
Vokha.
So is Svar applied to both Svar, or just in Svar for Moshe?
Well, we have to apply Svar to everything. Because sometimes certain people might see such nonsense that if we don't use our heads, so we can won't be served. One can one be served today on the basis of certain psukim that are rendered today. So we should never deprive ourselves of the ability to use svarim. And yes.
Is it there as a person to ask
Dan Chalazim? Of course. That's Klayun has the same color, produces the same color, but that's not Cheles. That's not Cheles. Right, anyway, that was the Shite of the Beis Ali. That's the Shite of the Beis Ali. As a matter of fact, in New York, I met a few Rabbonim, who wore Cheles, In Chicago, I only know one person who wears Trelis. I'm not going to mention his name, but you know who it is. Okay, fine. I'm not going to mention his name. I don't know any. A second one. There was once a great Rosh Yeshiva, Zecheinu Livroche, who was considering wearing Trelis, but then he decided against it. And that Rosh Yeshiva, I think he decided against it, because he discussed it with my father, and he also mentioned the arguments of Rabbi Yashin Henech. What do we lose? I mean, Monefshech. If it's not Chiles or Igoruat and Lovan, and my father didn't like this on this. So anyway, that Rosh Hashiva, even though he was considering for a long time, and he spoke about it, but he did not remise it. He did not put on things. In New York, I saw a few rabbonim. One of them was Rabbi Yashin Henach's nephew. He was not important himself. Radina Rebbe, Lina, Rav Lina, Jerucham Lina. So he was an ungodly himself. He was, I think, a great nephew of Rabbi Yashin Henach. And there were a few other who were, but in Chicago I only know one who wears trails. Anyway, so this is what the Beis Halevi said. Now, so in a similar vein, I heard the pshat and the Gemara in Dush. When the Gemara says, Leisis vater minu, omale, inu pkin bechseo pisias, anan lu pkin, anlai pkin. So then, does it mean that no one can be mekayim the mitzvah of Sefer Torah? So the Shekasaliah says, but that's a strange sheet. And the Shekasaliah is not in consonance with the sheet of Bes Yosef. It's in consonance with the sheet of Ramoh, but not with the sheet of Bes Yosef. And after all, the universal practice is not like Ramoh, even though generally we are made like Ramoh. But in this, the universal practice in the whole process of Israel is not like Ramah. In other words, even in Chicago, if you find the psalm serious, you take out the Mezzel Torah. Some people in Chicago don't like it, but that's the practice. In all shows, you'll have protests, resentment, so we are not neik like Ramah. And you, most of the time, the psul is in Seres V'Yisiras. I mean, sometimes there's a psul not in Seres V'Yisiras. But most of the time, it's in Seres V'Yisiras. Now, maybe I shouldn't say that. I really don't know. But anyway, we do take out the Sefer Torah. The whole truth is Israel, even if the psul is in Seres, is in Seres V'Yisiras. So, but doesn't the Gemara say, Ananopkin B'Chser V'Yisiras? So what avail will be the taking out of another Sefer Torah? So I heard from my father as follows, on the basis of what the Beis Halevi says. Because the Beis Halevi says there are two Maseiras. One Maseira is the Maseira of Meshit Hutel Mishina and Saul Yeshua. That's in regard to the Dinei Torah themselves. And then there is a Maseira of Shalavicho V'Yagetros Kinecho V'Yimoloch of plain Jews. So that's in regard to the endowment of the Torah, the subject of the Torah. How about the Aces of the Sefer Torah? So they are both. The Aces of the Sefer Torah, let's say, that Bereishis is composed of Beis, Reish, Aleph, Shin, Yutzov. So that is Moso, that is based upon both Maseiras. First of all, the Tzuras Aces of the Sefer Torah are themselves the Dinei Torah. The Tzuras HaEisias, the every case shall yud, so is itself a Dinei Torah. It's as much of the Dinei Torah like Chamisha Minim of Matzah. And then the HaEisias of the Sefer Torah are not Goruat and the subject matter of the Dinei Torah. So it is subject to the Masere of Meishik Kibbutel Misinai, I mean, of Shalavichav Yagetros Kinechav Yemuloch also. So in other words, the Tzuras Reisies of the Sefer Torah are included in both Maseiras. They are included in Maseiras of Meishik Kibbutel Misinai and Saul Yeshua, and then also in Shalavichav Yagetros Kinechav Yemuloch. Now the Rambam says that Misha Rabbeinu Biksav Yodei wrote 13 sepatori. One sepatori left in the Azore. No. And then one sepator, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote for each chevet and chevet. Now, when the Rambam says that the Sefator Shel Melech has to be muge or pisefer azor, and by whom? By the Bez Nagor. Why the Bez? Because mitnei akenim v'alvim. The Rambam says in Hilchas Mamrim, Kalef Milchas Mamrim Aloch Alef Bez Nagodol Sheberushalayim Himika Tira Shebal Peh Vehei Mamudei Ayeroi Umehem Cheiku Mishpot Yeitzi Lechol Yisrael. So as long as Bez Nagodol existed, functioned, they were the central authorities on the Maseir of Tira Shebal Peh of Meishik Yivutei Misina Yimzor Lerishon. As a matter of fact, when you see the Maseir in the Agdomas Rambam, so as long as the Bishamidosh existed, the Rambam says, Ubizdine. Yeshua Ubizdine, and the Lozo Ubizdine, Pinchos Ubizdine, Eilu Ubizdine, and so on. In other words, because the Maseir of Tirush Baal Peh had to go to Bez Nagod. So when the Torah says, Nutniakianim Valvim, so what does the Yerushalmi explain it? That because of Leis Mishnah Atira Azeis Mutniakin Alvin, what does it mean? It means that it has to be Mugo Al Pi the Sefer Azor, and by whom? Who has to make sure that it's based upon the text of the Sefer Azor Bez Nagod? Why? Because that the ACS of the Sefer Torah Shel Melech had to be based upon the Masorah of Meishe Kibbutei Rav Misina Yimzor Yeshua. How do we know the Masorah of Meishe Kibbutei Rav Misina Yimzor Yeshua? After all, we don't have Chachmei Yisrael who remember exactly, who know exactly how Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned it to Yeshua. He did, but we don't know. The answer is by looking up the Sefer Azor that Moshe Rabbeinu himself wrote, B'Ksav Yodeh. Some male, you know, so you know it's based upon the Maseir of Moshe Kibbutei Rav Misinai. Umisor Yeshua, Misor Yeshua. But it has to be done, handled by whom? By Bez Nagod. Bez Nagod. Mashein Kein. The mitzvah of Kisvu Lachem Shashir Azeis, that does not have to be based upon the Maseir of Meishe Kibbutei Rav Misina Yimzor Yeshua. That can be based upon the Maseir of Shalavicho V'Yagid Choski Nach V'Yimloch. How do we know the Maseir of Shalavicho V'Yagid Choski Nach V'Yimloch? Does it mean that every Sefer by heart remembers exactly the Tzuras Azeis? No. Even if they remember, they can make a mistake. But by looking at the Sefer Torah and copying it accordingly, so then it is on the basis of the Maseir of Shalavicho V'Yageitcho Skinecho V'Yimroloch. Briefly, the Maseir of Shalavicho V'Yageitcho Skinecho V'Yimroloch means, according to the Sefer Torahs that were written in the course of generations, and one was based upon the other. So that's how we know the Maseir of Shalavicho V'Yageitcho Skinecho V'Yimroloch. Now, so the Pshat in the Gemara is as follows. Lomo nitch l'ticho nitch v'shem seitrim shere seitrim kolayzi yeshe bateo shereim rim vod v'gochem. So what does it mean? they were able to count the easiest Torah. That's not such a big thing. It requires a lot of perseverance. Anyone can do that. Sit down and count up the easiest. You have to spend time, perseverance, but that's not such a big thing. No, it means the same thing were so meticulous in their Kabbalah that they heard, they remembered every tzurasos in the Masere of Meishe Kibbutera Misina in Sol Yeshua. And even the Tanoim later knew that. Leishe Tzivateo Minum, Mil Yoma Rabbe Barachone Lizozum Yishoma Tzivi Yusivateo Mono. I mean, that's a big thing. So Amalei, Inu Ptirek says Yisiris, the Tanoim were greater than we, Damorim said. They wrote this Torah because they were marked and they were able to maintain the Masere that they heard from their predecessors, the Chachomim and the Chachomim from their predecessors until Moshe Rabbeinu. So Mimele, the Torah was written in accordance, exactly in accordance with the Masere they were mikabel throughout the generations. Door after door from the Chachmei Yisrael, the Masere of Meishe Kibbutera Misina. But Anan, unfortunately, we don't have that, we are not pkin in that Masere. But, of course, we are pkin in the Masere of Shalom Yichav Yagetus Kenech V'Yimuloch, because in every generation they were Yechid Yitzgulah suffering, who are makpid, you know, midagdik, to write every us correctly according to Masir of Shalavich of Yagetus Kenach V'Yimuloch. But this is not what I am interested in. I want to know Vom Haigise Om Haigise on the basis of Masir of Meishe Kibbutera Misina in Sol Yeshua. I am not asking Vom Haigise Om Haigise on the basis of Shalavich of Yagetus Kenach V'Yimuloch. That can be delegated to a child too. A smart child can do that. He'll count up this atheist right there and find out Mahaigis. But that's not my objective. This is the pshat. But that doesn't mean that we cannot be mikayim the mitzvah of Atul Kisvah Chams Asher Azeis. We can be mikayim the mitzvah of Kisvah Chams Asher Azeis. It will be written, it has to be written in accordance with the Masera of Shalom Pichov Yagetus Kinach Leim Loch. And we can rely on Pedin, we rely on it. But we are not keen in the Masere of Meishe Kibbutera Misinai Umisol Yeshua. Now, let's see.
Right.
Yes?
Still just a little bit to visualize how they could be lucky in Wendelar in both the Misora of Roshan Kibbutera and in the Misora of Roshan Kibbutera. To think the Torah Misina will gather the Osios, and the next generation.
Well, because
when in fact it's the same thing.
When the Gemara says Inu Pkirach Yisrael, so it doesn't mean that every Jew, not even every Jew Talmid Chochem, was a book in the Masere of Meishe Kibbutera Misina in all the Osios of the Torah. It means that Tanoim, so the Tanoim knew they were able to write Sefer Torah on the basis of Masir of Bishop Tumas and Israel. But not every Sator in the previous in the generations of the Tanoim was written by Itane. There were other suffering, other than the Tanoim, who wrote Sivatoras. Rabbi Sheva Vaseifa was Itane, he was a Seifa. But there were suffering in those generations who were not Tanoim. And they only knew, they were only Boki in the Masir of Shalom Yichav Yagetus Kinech V'Yimuloch, some mail by the time of the Amoroim. So even the Amoroim, the Chachmei Yisrael themselves, were not Boki in the Masir of Meishe Kibbutera Misina in Sol Yeshua. Yes?
So at the time of the Tanayim, there was two Masoras? I mean, couldn't you say the time of the Tanayim, there was one Masara, was both the Masara of Moshe Kibbutera?
There was not a Masorah too. I mean, every Jew wrote the Torah. And why? Itame had to write this Torah for every Jew. That was physically impossible. So they had other suffering besides the Tanoim. Besides the Tanoim. And the Gemara doesn't even mention that each and every Tane was invoking the Masere of Meshit Vulteo, Messina, and so on, Shua, Migat, all these in the Torah. Just as it was possible for the Amoroim, for all the Amoroim not to be Boki, so it might have been that some Tanoim were not Boki in the Masere of all the ACS, the Masere of Meshit Vulteo, Messina, and so on, Shua. You know what it means? I mean, to remember by heart every os in the whole Torah and the Tzukas os, you know, where there is Evov Zireh and when there is not Evov Zireh, in other words. So the rest of the Svatoras were written, only a few Svatoras in the time of Tanoim were written on the basis of the Masorah of Meshit Vulteo, Messina, and so on, Shua. But the bulk of Svatoras were probably written just on the Masorah of Shalom Yechovi Yageit, Choskin Yechovi Yimralo. Yes? Okay.
So maybe very likely that it's the same Sefer Torah.
What is it?
It's very likely that there was no mistake, but they couldn't verify it.
That's right. They didn't say that they didn't know Chas V'Sholem. We don't say that. The Shita of the Beis Yosef is on the contrary. We rely on that too. We rely on that. Yes? Yeah, I'm sure, of course. The Masere of Meshit Vulteo, Messina, Messor, Yeshua is as effective as the Masere of Shalom Yechov Yageit, Choskin Yechov Yimralo. After all, the also part of all Yisrael. Now the Rav Amir in Dushki, and the Sugi in Dushki, the Flamed. V'chein yard l'atzmei v'limud. Ad sh'yiyu afilu protim adakin shel betei roz durim lo. Lo nikro rishenim sofrim. אלו שאומרים כל איסייה שבתאירו ואומרים וווף של גוחם חוץ התאירו באיסייס דורש דורש חצ'ן של תאיביס והסגלה חצ'ן של פסוקים צורה אלו שחקים נשחת שוספייקס בדובו ולא יודענו וווף לגוחם אם ההייגיסה או אם ההייגיסה ואין רואים מהניסס בתאירה גאינו פקין בחסרס ויסרס הנן לא פקינו Vize, look what the Miri says. Vize shon meitzim tikun biyala sofrim, shal pia monusim chim. Bixiras, they're minchashai. Well, he didn't call it minchashai, but that's what he means. Eino melo kifim ashemotsu bisforim amurzokim bimduyokim, loi shehi adobo bol kolkach. Elo! ומתך כך, אני חייך להוקל בעניין זה, שלוי ליפסיל ספטיר בכך, שלנים הקיים אלו למה שפקים בי, ואף ספרי המסרס אין לסמך עליהם כל כך, ואף לא המדרושס, והיום מצינו מחליקס בין המדרושס והמסרס, במילס הפלקשי, ולבני הפלקשי נוס מטוניס, at the end of חייסור, So Rashi says, and Rashi says, Pilakshi, Chosakshi, because it means Hogar. The Vnei Pilakshi means the children of Hogar. So he says, in our Svatoras, there is a Yud after the Shi. Yud after the Shi. So there is a variance. if you look up in the big Sifrei Chachamim, I don't know whether the small Sifrei Chachamim has it, maybe he does, but the big Sifrei Chachamim. So he mentions a number of Rishonim who say that Rashi's Masere is not a variance of Bar Masere. He says, when Rashi says, Pilakshim, Chosaksiv, he means only one yud, not two yud. Because actually there should be two yud if it had been in Mole. So Pilakshim, Chosel means only one yud. So from that we learn out that it was only Hogel. All right, it's a little strange, but that's what he says. So, but the Miri says there is a variance. V'chein, v'asimein, b'rosheichem, v'asimein, kosov. V'asimein, kosov. In other words, there is no yud after the sof. But in our Masere, there is a yud after the sof. V'chein b'yem kalois Moshe. So now Masir, now Spatoris, there is a vav after the lamed. But the Medrash says, b'yem kalas Moshe kalas kosuf. That was like a kala, means well, the day when the Mishkin was finished. So kalas, u'v'sifre ha-Masero shloshtam shleim, v'chein kanis, מוצינו במסיר ההפך מה שדורש בחכם אלא שבזו הסכימו הגנים שמאחר שבו ביטלנו בעיקר דין כאין זה לתיתופס וכאין בסוקס there is no variance הגנים שמאחר שבו ביטלנו כאין זה לתיתופס בסוקס וכאין אין לי שדורש בעיקר דין אין לו סמכים על לין על התלמוד אבל איסום שהם באגודי ולוי ביקדים כאין פלקשים ועשימים ביקלס אין להכריע בהם ואין לפסול בכך. So, the Miri doesn't pass like the Ramo. The Ramo says the Miri Chite is more like the Bishyosef. Not completely like the Bishyosef, but more like the Bishyosef than the Ramo. Because the Ramo passes that if the psul consists in chseres v'yiseres, then we never take out another Sefer Torah. But from the Miri's mashma, we do take out another Sefer Torah. Except that if the chseres v'yiseres happens to be like b'yem kaleis meishe, where according to the Medrash, there is no vav, and in that, even though we have in the Masere vav, so lechatrile we should write kaleis with the vav, or pilakshin will be vayitin libnei pilakshin os matonis, we write with the yud after the shin. But if we found without the yud in pilakshin, inasmuch as it is in consonance with the Masere of the Medresh, so mele we don't take out another Sefer Torah. But if the psul occurs in connection with other chseres v'yiseres, not controversial chseres v'yiseres. Pilakshim so is a controversial chseres v'yiseres. Kaleis is a controversial chseres v'yiseres. But if it occurs in respect to chseres v'yiseres, not controversial, so then we have to take out another Sefer Torah. That's not like Rambam. That's like the Beis Yosef. And even, he says, Avalei samchim ba'agode v'loi b'ikadim kein v'plakshim v'asimam v'kaleis ein le'achriya bohem v'ein lifso b'kach. Lo. So, למדתו שכל חסירו ויסירו שנדובו בו בחיסורים ויסורים הויל בין הנפקין אין להחמר בהם כל כך לפסול בו סיבתירה אף על פי שהמסירו היא ספרי התיקונים או יפה המדרושס מעידים עליהם אך אשר נמצא בני המחלקס. So only when there is a variance, then we don't take out Rasa at all, but if there is no variance, if there is no variance, so then we do take out. Now it's according to Miri. Suppose, let's say, if there, let's say, suppose we are Ashkenazi, or we are Svar, and we write Patua Dako with A, and then Svardin is Svardik Shul, so there is a Torah, and they found with an Aleph. So, since there is a variance, so then we don't take out another Sefer Torah. But where there is no variance, we do take out another Sefer Torah. V'chein nirli b'nyan ha'parshi ez b'tzucho u'stumo b'chol ma she'inu n'pkin b'hem v'shemotzinu b'hem achleges. And if we find the Sefer Torah in accordance with one Masere, even though it's not our Masere, Svardim found it in accordance with the Ashkenazim's Masere, they don't take out an Azvatar, or vice versa. So the Miri is not like the Ramo, is like the Bes Yosef. And even when, but he says, but if there is a, in other words, we have to write the Sefer Torahs in accordance with our Masere. Even in connection with those seres where there is a variance between Chazal and our Masere. So we have to write it in accordance with our Masere. In other words, Tilakshim, in the Posik in Chayisor, we have to write with the Yud. Vim Kaleis, we have to write with the Bov. With the Bov. But how about Karneis? Now, according to the Gemara, it appears that Karneis in the Kispo of Yochid, Karneis in the Kispo of Yochid is Karneis in the Kispo of Yochid is without a Vav. I mean, he's with a Vav, I'm sorry, with a Vav, he's a Mole. And in our Sefer Torahs, so it's all the three Karneis are written with Choser, without a Vav. So from the Rav Miri, it's mashma that we have to be sacking all our Sefer Torahs. And to write Karneis, Kispa V'yochid, with the Vav, we don't do it. I mean, the Sofrim are not misaking, their Sefer Torahs. So we see that our meaning is of our Sofrim, not even when it's a question of a seriously serious upon which the Gemara basis a certain deen, still not to be misaking our Sotoros, but to follow our Masir, not like the Rabban. Alright. That's one thing that I wanted to point out. I found out since last week, I said that I haven't seen a single Sefer Torah where Patua Dako is written with an Aleph. But I found out since last week that the Lubavitchers are makpi to write Patua Dako with an Aleph. So there are some suffering who write Patua Dako with an Aleph. But years ago, that was the variance between the Ashkenazim and the Svar. Now I want to read from the Shaios HaTshuvos HaRashbo, Ham Yuchoses LaRambam. Shaios, Reish Lamedes. It's a very important Tshuva. That's a Tshuvos HaRashbo. Shaios. Now it was the Sheol is an Olam Gadol, one of the Talmidim of the Rashbo. Who it is, I don't know. But it's one of the Talmidim of the Rashba. Shail, im nifsul sifatere v'chseres v'yiseres, sheyye kineged ha-mesere, shani e'imeir, that's the Russian of the Sheol, in sifrei ha-masero miyuli misifrei ha-talmud, she'om ha-plakshim ksiv, without a yud, kechein ha-sinem, without a yud, V'chein kalas ksiv, without ibov. V'chein karnes ksiv, without ibov. U'vispogim shalonu pilakshim biyut, v'asimim biyut, kalas ibov, v'chein karnes ksiv. U'vispogim shalonu pilakshim biyut, v'asimim biyut, kalas ibov, karnes ibov. Now that's something strange. So in other words, but he says in the Svatoris of the Rashbo, so Karnes was a devov, but now Svatoris, in all the Karnes, the three Karnes in the parsha of Echatos, in Vayikra, at the end of Vayikra, so a Chaser, alright, so there is a variance between our Masere and the Rashbo's Masere, alright, that's interesting. Yeah. Veinon Cheshishin, Hefach Mize Shomu Chachonim, Veinon Cheshishin, Misitre Atalm, Lisakin Asporim Shaneson, Shekachan Mikubum Mucho, Veich Nochosh Misitre Amasero, Hadoshin Korin Bo, Hadoshin Korin Bo, Vieshli Raya Likabolosi Zoom, Perkam Vidush, it's all the share. The Oma, the Vishnei Rav Yudin in the years, of Rav Yudah and Rav Yosef, lo have pkin b'chzeres v'yiseres. Kol shkenonu, umi shedorash pilakshim v'asimein v'kalas with chzerim yesh lo nolema shemotsu kem v'sifreyem, avol onu l'nochush lehem, v'sifreinu narzi kemo shehem. Omnom aniyei nitama o psukit roshes, it's all part and parcel of the text of the Shea. אמנם אני ניתם על פסוקית ראש של הגודל כדאמור, אבל קרניס קרניס, he's probably, the shale is probably one of the shaling, אבל קרניס קרניס, חישי שאני להם, כידן שבשם היו בסיל מידים להם, ולא נחליקו אלו ביי שאני נקרו ישם ממסירס, ושני ימי סינדין על פי החוסר היסר, וידייתי היו לסקנו, the Talmud of the Rashbo says, Elo shan yore bidova, ve eshmeli at yove vorcho v'yarein. You see the Amives, he's probably one of the Rishenim. He was a Talmud of the Rashbo. So he was afraid to pass. He was afraid to pass. It could have been written by the Ritva. Who knows? It's Talmud of the Rashbo. So he says, at yove vorcho v'yarein. Uvasukis basukis mutinu bisparinu mishom chachomim. So he had no problem. Huidienu dait chobase. So the Talmud of the Rashbo, now you're not going over the text because there is a funeral today. So we'll have to finish it. So we'll finish it tomorrow. We'll finish it tomorrow. But I'm leaving it here. You should look over the tshuva very carefully. The Sheol says the same thing as the Rav Amiri says, but he's afraid to pass. What does the Rashbo answer? Does he agree with the Sheol or he doesn't agree? It's not so simple. Okay, we'll leave it here. Oh well, the text of the Shaila, and the Shaila is not just a Jew from the street. He's one of the Talmidim of the Rashbo. Who it is, I don't know. Because he says, I learned from you this, that. So the Sheol says the same thing that the Rav Amiri mentions. Now, let's see. So what does the Rav Amiri mention? The Rav Amiri says that in case of the variance between our Masere and the Masere of Chazal, so then we have to follow our Masere. But if the variance is in connection with a word that serves as the basis of the deen, so then we have to be misakin our Svatoris. And the Sheol says the same thing. So, Omnom, Ani Nitamo, the Sheol says, al psukit rosh hashanah gode. Let's eat lakshi. All right, so according to the way it is assumed in Rashi, that Rashi holds that according to the Medrash, Pilakshim Hoseh means there is no yud altogether after the she, because it is reference to Hogar. And we now, Sfatos, we have a yud after the she. So the Talmud of the Rashbo says he is not surprised at that. He says, because that's our Maseiot, we have to follow our Maseiot. Even if it differs from the Maseiot of Chazal. But Om Lomanin Tamar Psukit Rosh Hashanah Agodek Damor Avul Karnis Karnis Cheishe Shani Lohem Kidm Shebi Shamayu Bisir Omeidim Lohem Velo Nechliku Elo Biye Yishem Lemikro Yishem Lemaseiras ושני ימי סימדין על פי החוסה והיסר. So where the Maseir of Chazal serves as the basis of a certain halacha declared by Chazal, then it seems to me, the Sheol says, that we should be misakin our sevatos. Vidaiti hoyo misakno, elo shani yori bidobo, vi eshmeri, Ad Yobi Dvorecho B'Yerein. So he's waiting until the Rashbo passes. Uvisukis, Visukis, he has no problem because there is no variance. Right. Now let's see. So the Sheol says the same thing that the Rav Amiri says. And the Rav Amiri mentioned it in the name of certain Gainim. He doesn't spell out the names. He says, Tzas HaGainim Hobo. Tshuva, Midaiti, שאחינו אמס, שהם יסיפים בגירים בחולמוקים ומוקים בסבורים על פי המסירס ועל פי מדרושי הגודל, לפי שנחלקו במקיימס בערוצייס, על פי חכמיהם הפקים בחסירס ויסירס. So in other words, whenever there is a conflict between the מסירה in one place and the מסירה in another place, so each place has to follow its own Maseir. Shalavicho bat zepshat, shalavicho v'yageitcho skinecho v'yem olach. Shalavicho v'yageitcho skinecho v'yem olach. That means, if Sfardim have one Maseir, the Sfardim have to follow their Maseir. And Ashkenazim have another Maseir, they follow the other Maseir. It's all other Maseir. וחידומה לי, אפילו במיקרו מחסירס, in other words, there is also מחלקס, כי מחלקס בנושא ובנפתור. Now, we know very little as to the contents of the מחלקס between ארם בנושא and ארם בנפתור. ארם בנושא and ארם בנפתור, I mean, we don't even call them Reb Aharon ben Moshe, Reb Aharon ben Naftali, just Aharon ben Moshe and Aharon Naftali, it doesn't mean that they were not Talmidei Chachamim. On the contrary, they were so great that Godel Mirabo and Shmoy, as the Rambam says it on a higher level. He says it in respect to the Tanoim. So he said there are three several levels among the Tanoim. There is a certain Tanoim who are not called with the title Rabbi. Shimon ben Azai, not Rabbi Shimon ben Azai. Shimon ben Zeime. So, not Rabbi Shimon ben Zeime. Why? Because they were not smuchim. They were not smuchim. They were Tanoim, but they were not smuchim. So then they're not called Rabbi. But then we have Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemiah, I mean all the Tanoim. So they are called Rabbi. What does Rabbi signify? Rabbi signifies that he is a son. The Amroim in Eretz, and even the Amroim in Eretz Yisrael who are smuchim, are also called Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Avue. Why? Because they are smuchim. But Amoraim in Bavel were not called Rabbi. They were called Rav. They were called Rav. So in other words, the conservative rabbis accepted the title Rabbi, you know, which is Rabbi, which is even more than Rav. So Rabbi is signifies a somuch. And the Amoraim Bovel were not smuchim, and smicha be Bovel, not that they weren't qualified, but they couldn't be get smicha in Bovel, in Chutz Loretz. So mele they were called Rav. Then we have Rabbon, like Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, Rabbon Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbon Gamliel Azokin, Rabbon Gamliel the Yavne. What's Rabbon? Rabbon means one who has Talmidim who are smuchim. So he's had. Then we have Hillel, Shammai, Shmaya, Vartalien. They are not on a lower level than Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, but they are on a higher level. It's got Rabbon Shmuel. That's what the Rambam says in the Akdomes, the Pirush HaMishneh. So, in the Akdomes, the Mishneh. So that's on a higher level, but on a lower level, in respect to the gaining, we cannot equate the gaining, Chas V'Sholem, with the Tanoim, but in similar vein, you see, on a lower level. So, we don't even call them rep, like Aaron ben Osher and Aaron ben Naphtali. Aaron ben Osher and Aaron ben Naphtali, not because they are not on the Chachamim. It's also because God and Rabban Shmi. I mean, they are on a lower level than in respect to Hillel the Shammai. So, but there was a big machlokes at the time of the early gaining between Aaron ben Osher and Aaron ben Naphtali. Now, Aaron ben Osher lived in Bavel. Aaron ben Naphtali lived in Eretz Yisrael. So there was a machlokes to the Chsiras, the Yisiras, the whole Masir of the Torah. Now, who prevailed in Klal Yisrael? The Shite of Aaron ben Osher. The Rambam says that Shite of the classification of Parshas, Psucha, Stumes, which is Psucha, which is Stume, so is based upon the Sefer Torah that Aaron ben Osher wrote. But there was a big machlekes between Aaron ben Osher and Aaron Naphtali. What exactly that machlekes involved, we do not know. We do not know. But there was a big machlekes. So he says here, there was also a variance between different mechimes, between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. Ki machlekes ben Osher u ben Naphtali u ben Maravoye lindin Yisoye. Marov Maravoye, that's Eretz Yisrael. Lindin Yisoye is Bavel really, but it's called din Yisoye because the Jews, behold, this is a gelo. I mean, there were Jews in the early days who settled already in Spain, you know, in Spain and even in Britain, in France, you know. So they followed all the practices of the Chachmei Bavel, not of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. So that's why Bavel is called Midin Yisoye, and Eretz Yisrael is called Ma'arove. V'chidumeli shebozeh tolu ma'shedorshu בכי חוזקו ממנו אל תיקחו ממנו אלא ממנו כי עוצם הוא דמרגלם סד כי עוצם הוא ממנו V'anoshim, not otzum chozaku mimenem sar. It's b'midbor yudgimu, posik lamed aleph. V'anoshim asher oloim heyomru, lo nuchal aleis aloom, ki chozaku mimenu. Now, there is, in the noon, there is a dogish. There is a dogish. Now, what does that mean? I mean, according to Diduk, if there is a dogish, it means it's like a double. It has to be pronounced mimenu. In other words, as if you had two noons. There is a dogish. Now, what's the plain pshat of mimenu? We couldn't ascend to the people Chechozoku mimenu, because that people, the Canaanites, are stronger than we. So mimenu is Losh Rabin, that's the superficial meaning. So the Gemara in Seite says, Al tikro mimenu, ela mimenu. What does it mean? Al tikro mimenu, ela mimenu. So Rashi says, Lo yigal sina. Lo yigal sina, because mimenu is mimenu. What does it mean? Al tikro mimenu ela mimenu. Mimenu is mimenu. How about, I mean, a noon with the dogesh, which is mimenu, as if it had been two noons, and without the dogesh, if it's a rofe, so it's mimenu. Not mimenu, but mimenu. Anyway, so from Rashi it appears there is no distinction between a noon with the dogesh and a noon without the dogesh. I mean, there's no distinction in pronunciation, so what's the whole purpose of the dogesh? What is it? I mean, in the Sefer Torah we don't have a dogesh altogether. I mean, so it's only to signify certain distinctness in the pronunciation, but if there is no distinction in pronunciation itself, so what is the whole purpose of the dogesh? I mean, so maybe Rashi is chilik on the whole union of dogesh. I mean it's not halacha in Sinai, these clothing in Digduk. I don't know. Rashi says legacy. But most Rishayim say that we are Geris. Altikom. What altikom mimenu elo mimenu. So what does it mean, mimenu, if we are Geris? Shei, so the Gemara in Seite, you look at us, in Seite of Lamed Hei. Sheim balabayis yochel lehitzi eskelo. That's a kinuk lapidika v'yochel to the bench. That it's not Loshen Rabin, mimenu here. Superficially it appears that when the Maragim said Chodaku mimenu, they used it Loshen Rabin. He's stronger than we. That people, the Canaanites, are stronger than we. But it's mimenu Loshen Yochit. Stronger than the Kabayoch. In what sense? What does it mean? I mean, I explain it once. What is it? Stupid. I mean, Maraglim. All right, Maraglim committed a terrible thing, but they were not stupid. They're not fools. What do you say? Stronger than the Kavioch. They meant what is mentioned by Jews who consider themselves as tzaddikim. So, in other words, that in the Eretz Yisrael we couldn't observe Yadus. Yadus could not be preserved in the Eretz Yisrael because the influence of the Canaanites, the pagan influence, is much stronger than the influence of Dark Hashem. That's what they meant by Kechozeku Menu, stronger than the Kavioch. I once said in Ashkofish. Anyway, this is what the Gemara says. Al tikro mimenu, elo mimenu. So Rashi says you're not geres, but the other Rishayim are geres. So he says, V'chindumali shebazet tolu ma shedorshu b'chichozoku mimenu. Al tikro mimenu, elo mimenu. Af al pi shebechol asporim haksubim etzleinu en chiluk b'milas mimenu b'in sheneifu al rabim b'in sheneifu al yochit. Afal pi shekol mokim kinu nun vov le rabim is birope u liyochid bidakshes, bidogesh. Elo, shani sovo, shebein midnichoye umarove, hoyo machlekes bimimeno. He mentions that between Chachmei Eretz Yisrael and Chachmei Bavel, Aron ben Naphtali and Aron ben Moshe, there was a machlekes in connection with men. Shoechod neid beit bishara kinuyim lehar peis kol shehu bo lerabin v'yoechod neid kininag mikemein. Now, this is when there is idogesh, so signifies a double letter. But apparently he says there was a machlekes whether between Aron ben Moshe and Aron ben Naphtali as to whether when the menu is Loshen Yochid, whether there is a dogish or there is no dogish. There is no dogish. The dogish v'echad neid sh'echad neid v'sha'ak nuim kol shehu bo l'rabim v'yoechad neid k'mina m'kmeinu l'dagish akil. In other words, in the context, in the machlekes was, you see, that if it is Loshen Yochid, then it certainly has a dogish, if it's Loshen Yochid. But the machlekes between Aron ben Moshe and Aron ben Naphtali was in regard to the case where it's Loshen Rabin. So, Shoechod Neid Beit Bishara Kinuyim Laharpes Beit Kol Shehu Bo L'Rabin V'Echod Neid Kiminag Mekemeinu L'Dagesh Aki V'Chimdume Shechim Otsosi B'Sifre Masire Sheyesh Machlekes Bein Bininoye L'Maravoye. Bininoye, that is the Masire of the Chachmei Bavel, and Maravoye, that's the Masire of Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. U'mikom Okei B'Chol Ma Shebo B'Talmud Derech, Ikadin, Kikarnis, Karnis, Uchbisukis, Letitofis, Ubein Einlei, Biyut. Now, as far as Karnis, there is a variance. As far as Sukis, there is no variance. As far as Titofis, it all depends. Whether we explain the Gemara like Rashi or explain like Rabbi Natan. If we explain like Rabbi Natan, there is no variance. If you explain like Rashi, there is a variance. All right. Ubein Einlei Biyut Darshin Ainov. There is no variance. But he says, suppose there would be a variance. So midliksi v'lo yut k'mo noyim bila shol ofdon yikar yerushi shemimashmeshes v'ileches boze vaday misakin hamiyut. There is a certain ambiguity in that expression by the Rashba. The Sheyel assumed like the Rav Amiri, that whenever there is a variance between our Masir and Masir of Chazal, and the Masir of Chazal is in respect to a word, a letter, that serves as the basis of Idin, so then we have to correct our Sefer Torahs so that it will conform to the Maseir of Chazal. He said, but he also said it. But he said, "Bozev vaday misakti me'amiyut." The implication being that only in the case where the Sefer Torahs that accord with our Maseir represent the mute of Sefer Torahs. The implication being, in a case where the Sefer Torahs that accord with our Masor represent the whole Sefer Torahs in the world, then we are not misakin, we do not change the letters to harmonize with the Masor of Chazal. It's not like the Rav Amiri and the Sheyel. But, so why do they say Monefsheh? In a case where our Sefer Torahs accord only with the new Sefer Torahs, so without the fact that they do not harmonize with the Maaseh of Chazal. We should change them. And as a matter of fact, the Rashbo himself says them. ומקומק מחומא שבובי תאמו דרכי קדימ כי קאנס קאנס חסוקס לי תופיס בינין לי ביוד דרשים נעים לו אופן לקסיד ולא יוד כמו דבוין בילוב שאולות לא ניקה ירושה שמשמשס לי לחס בו זה דבד המסעק נעמיות וכן בכל מוק ומוקים אף הוא בכסירס ויסירס מסעק נעמיות על פי הרוב without a variance with Chazal, where the Chazal text he serves as the basis of Edim. So why does he mention here Misakne Samir? So there is no special aloche that we have to fix our Sephatoris so that they would harmonize with the Maaseh of Chazal, where the Maaseh of Chazal serves as the basis of Edim. So why do they say the whole mashe bobi talmud erchik adin? So in other words, so in respect to pilakshim too, pilakshim, so the choser does not serve as a basis of the din, but if the choser, pilakshim choser, would happen to represent the text of the mitzvotos, then we'll certainly have to change it. The only reason as to why we write, but the Jews in the time of the Rishayim wrote Pilakshim without Yud, because their Masera in most Sivatoros was Choser. So what does the Rashba mean? So it seems, then he mentions the Mipraisim Misach HaSofrim. Pricing is our suffering mentions that we go Basarov, that the Chachomim once found three Sifra Torahs in the Azor. In one Sifra Torah, it was written in one Sifra Torah of the Azor, that's in Zeis Abroch, and in two Sefer Torahs, in Sefer Azor, it was written me'eino leikerem. So they determined on the basis of the two as against the text in the one. Now we saw yesterday that the Rambam in the Akdome to the Hazoko says the Sefer Azor, that's the Sefer that Moshe Rabbeinu himself wrote. Now that's impossible, that's inconceivable, that there should be still a variance between Sefer Torahs, that all of which were written by Moshe Rabbeinu. That's inconceivable, has to show. But what it means, sometimes Sefer Azor is applied not only to the Sefer Torah that was written by the Ksav Yad of Moshe Rabbeinu, but any Sefer Torah, like Sefer Torah Shel Melech, that is based upon the text of the Sefer Azor, of the Sefer Torah that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, is also called Sefer Azor. So in other words, they found three Sefer Azor. I suppose that not even one was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, because after all, the Sefer Torahs that were written by Moshe Rabbeinu b'Ksav Yodei were nignes by Yishiyo. How could they have found it? So, but there were other Sefer Torahs. Sefer Torahs that the Melech Yisrael wrote. Let's say Yishiyo, Chizkiyo, Amin, there are so many Melechim Ksherim in Yehudei. So they all wrote the Sefer Torah. And it was based upon the text of the real Sefer Azor that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. So those, any Sefer Torah that is based upon the text of a Sefer Torah written by Moshe Rabbeinu is called Sefer Azor. So the Braise in Misach HaSofrim says the Chachomim in Baisheni found three Sefer Torahs. In one Sefer Torah the text was Moinali Kekerem, and in two Sefer Torahs Moinali Kekerem, and they determined that Meino is the right text because of Rabbi Mahatis. He says, Nukazo Sikamoin, he says, Atute, Visibechot Motze Moilik and Vishnai Motsu Meino, Bechot Motsu Zatute in Israel, Vishnai Motsu Vanishlichu, that's in Mishpotim, at the end of Mishpotim, Esnare. So, Bechot Motsu Kosovahadoso, who? Uvishnimoso, that's the beginning of Dvorim, Uvishnaim Achadoso, who? Vikimu Shnaim Ubotlech. So he himself concludes that whenever there is a variance, without a Maseir of Chazal that serves as the basis of the Din. And so we have to determine on the basis of the Rokh. So what does it say? In respect to variance, in connection with the posik, a word, a letter that serves as a basis of a Din, then we are misaking the mute to feed the Rokh. We are misaking the meal to feed the rov in any situation, not that in connection with the variance in the posik that the, where the Maseir of Chazal serves as the basis of a certain deed that is rendered by Chazal. So what's the pshat? So I think now, and I didn't see that anybody should mention that the Rashbo is Chelik and Rav Amir. And the Achreinim who discuss that, I mean the Poskim, who discuss that Shittes HaRishayim, the Shittes HaGeinim, the Rav Amir is not just the Rav Amir, it's the Shittes HaGeinim. So they mention the Rashbo, and the Rashbo also Paskim like that. On the contrary, the Achreinim mention that according to Teisves, so we have to follow our own Maseir, regardless, in respect to Karnes, in respect to everything, we have to follow our own Maseir, according to Teisves. Where does Teisves say it? They mention Teisves in Shabbos, Teisves in Nide. It's not explicit in Teisves in Shabbos. All the Teisves in Shabbos says, Ba'avirom Ksiv, so he says, Maseir Shalono Einikach. But Teisves doesn't say that we have to follow our own Messiah in all situations. But that's how the Achreinim assumed. And if you look up in Chashai, in connection with all the Chasiras V'Yisiras, the controversial Chasiras V'Yisiras, like Karnis and Titofeis, you know, and so on, and Pelakshim, so the Min Chashai says that we pasken that we have to follow our own Maseire in all situations, even when the variance is with the Maseire of Chazal, where the Maseire of Chazal serves as the basis of a certain. That's what Mechashai says. Now, I mean, what Mechashai says is not Halacha L'Meishi M'Sinai, because of course it's true what Mechashai says, but maybe is because of something else, because we follow our own Maseir because we assume, like the Pshat of Rabbi Natan, so there is no variance. That's the reason. Not because assuming that there is a variance, we still ignore the Maseir of Chazal. I don't know, I mean. That's what the Minchashai says, that we pask that we have to follow our own Maseir even if it varies. If from the Maseir of Chazal, even in connection with a variance that serves as the basis of a certain deed, of a certain deed. Maybe that's not the reason. The reason is because we assume, like Rabbeinu Tam, that there is no variance. After all these variances are not necessarily so a variance. The only thing that does appear to be a variance, something with Chazal, something serves as a basis of a deen is karmis. Is karmis? They say, so I don't know. Maybe there is another pshat in the Gemara in karmis also. I don't know. I haven't seen any. But this is what the Minchashai says. But at the same time, the Achreinim say that the Rashbo does distinguish between a variance in something that serves as a basis of a deen, and the variance in the Vayagore. But it seems that the Lomdas is different. The Lomdas is different. Now, the Rav Amiri in Gdushin does not say B'chol mashed lo b'talmud d'archik ad-din. So then we have to misak in the mute to feed her off. He says we have to misak in our sefatos. Whether it's mute or off, assuming that it represents the Rav, our Maseir represents the text of the Rav Sefer Torah in Klal Yisrael, we still have to be misaki. We still have to be misaki. And the Rashba says the same thing, but why? Because if Chazal passed into certain din on the basis of their Maseir, so then it means that the Chazal made sure that the text of most of the Torahs in the generation of Chazal, of the Tanoi, if Chazal declared the deen of Titophes or of Karnes, so on the basis of the fact that Karnes is Choser, Titophes is Mole, so it means that Bisman Chazal, Bisman Tanoim, so the Maseire that of Moshe Vateos in those days was in accordance with the Maseire of Chazal. Otherwise they wouldn't have declared their deen. So it's in Ivarer, the Shalabicho Vayagetro, because, in other words, there is a Machlekes between Aaron ben Moshe and Aaron ben Naphtali in respect to Chzeres V'Yetzias, in respect to many Chzeres V'Yetzias. So what is it? I mean, it's not like a Machlekes, let's say, Rishenim in a certain day. There it's a Machlekes in a certain Svar, But here it's not a question of Svar, you cannot use logic. The question is, what is the right Maseir? So when Aaron ben Moshe, let's assume, for argument's sake, I mean, it's not, the Rashba doesn't say that, but Rashba says that many variances, that the number of variances between our Maseir, our Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah of Chazal involve the controversy between Aaron ben Osher and Aaron ben Naphtali. He doesn't say which variances, but let's assume for argument's sake that one of the variances which are based upon the controversy between Aaron ben Osher and Aaron ben Naphtali was in connection with Karnes. Let's assume that according to the Maseir of Aaron ben Naphtali, so Karnes was a chosa. Karnes was a mole. Karnes in the posik of Kitzad Yochid was a mole. And according to the Maseir of Aaron ben Osher, it's a chosa. Now in our Spatoris, it's a chosa. Why? Because we accepted the Maseir of Aaron ben Osher. He won the conflict. So, not of Aaron ben Naphtali. So, what does it mean? Aaron ben Osher said that Karnes is a chosa. And Aaron Naphtali said Karnes is a mole. It's not on the basis of Svar. It's not shaykh to say Svar. In other words, he was sure, Aaron ben Osher was sure, that the right Maseir, that the Rav Sefer Torah in the previous generations, in the days of Chazal, had Karnes a chosa. And Aaron ben Naphtali was convinced that Rav Sefer Torah in the days of the Amoraim had Karnes in the posik of Kisvad Yochid a mole. So the Machlekes was not a Machlekes in the own Svaras. The Machlekes was in respect to Emile Daume. How how were Mosifatoris in the previous generations with incarnates? Moro Chosa. So Armin Moshe said Choser, and Armin Naftali said that Mosifatoris in the previous generations, in the generation of the Maroim, so were written carnets. Armin Naftali said Mole, and Armin Moshe said Choser. So the machlekes was what was the rov that Rabbi Mahatis in his man of Moim. Once one would take for granted that the rov Sipatoris in the time, the previous generations, was one way, then one is not at liberty to change it, then there will be an apikeres and will change it. But the machlekes consisted in that question itself: how were the Rav Sipatoris written in the time of the Moroim? Choser or Mole? So Armin Naftali said, Mole, and Armin Ben Osher said Choser. Armin Ben Osher said Choser. So Mele now. So now it's not Chayach to say letters now. In other words, let us look up now. We have a question. Is Potsuadako written with an Aleph, or Potsuadako is written with a? Now I found out that today, so not only Sfardim write the Sivatoris Dako with a, but usually most Ashkenazim also with a. The Lubavitchers, they write Dako with an Aleph. I didn't know it last week, but I found it out. Why do the Lubavitchers insist upon writing Dako with an Aleph? Because the Alter Rebbe, the Balatanya, he wrote that the Dako has to be written with an Aleph. So what does it mean? The Balatanya, I mean, he just had his Svara, and in other words, he felt that's the way it was written in most of the Torahs in the previous generation. So he had these reasons for it. But it's not shaykh to say machlekes in Svara. I think that way. I mean, why that way? I mean, it's not on the basis of Dikduk that he said in Aleph. He had his reasons for the assumption that in the previous generations, most of the Torahs, the Yisrael were written Dako with an Aleph. So they accept the psak of the Balatanya and they write accordingly. And the rest of the suffering, I mean, in Klal Yisrael, for 100 years at least, or more than 100 years, maybe 200 years, so write Dako with a. Why? Because they assumed that most of the Torahs in the previous generations were written that way with the hay. So that's the machlekes. Some mele, he says, the reason, he agrees with the psak of the game, that in case of a variance between our sivatoris and the sivatoris of Chazal, if it's not in connection with something that served for Chazal as a basis of the din, we have to follow on. We have to follow our Messiah. But if it is in connection with something that serves as the basis of Edin, so then we have to change our text. What change our text? Has to show how can we change? No, because since we see that Chazal rendered a certain Psag Din, a certain Aloche, on the basis of that Masere, so that means that was their Shalav Yehovah Yageitros Kinechaviyim Olam. That was their Shalav Yehovah Yageitros Kinechaviyim Olam. Once we know what the Shalav Yehovah Yageitros Kinechaviyim Olam was in the previous generations, so then we have to correct our Sivatoris. So then there is, so then in our Masir of Shalav Yehovah Yageitros, there is a gap. Once it is established that in the previous generations, Rav Sipatoris Rops Vatoris had Karnes Imoli. Rops Vatoris had Karnes Imoli. So do we have to change it? That's, so the Rashbo is masking with the deal. But the Ramamiri doesn't mention that. Why? The Ramamiri holds that if there is a variance between our Masere and the Masere of Chazal in connection with the Pasuk that serves as the basis of the Din, not the Ragod like Pilakshim, whether it was one Pilagesh or many Pilakshim, what difference it makes? It doesn't involve any halachic question. It might have it. So, but if it's connection with the Din, the Masere of Chazal, so then, according to Rav Amiri, we have to correct our Sefatoris, not just because the Sefatoris of Chazal represented the text of most Sefatoris of Shalavich v'Yagitro in the previous generation. Apart from that, why apart from that? I think that the machlokes between the Rav Amiri and the Rashbo is tolu in the machlekes bitnayim. This is something yachidish. It's a chidish, I mean. No one says that. I didn't hear it from anybody. But the in Gemara in Sukkot Daf Lamed Aleph, I don't want to go over inside, because then again I'll have to go over a whole Sukkot there in regard to Aleph. But it's in, you look it up yourself, in Sukkot Daf Lamed Aleph. Now there is aloche, and Rashi says, "Ish mi piish l'meisha misinai." Kal v'cheime erodem don me'atzmei. That's a gemara in Pesachim Daf Samach Vov. It's a gemara in Nidid Af Yutes. In Nidid Af Yutes, it's also a gemara in Shabbos Daf Tzadik Zayin. Maybe it's mentioned in other gemaras too. That expression. All right. But the main Gemara is Psochim Daf Samach Vov, Nida Daf Yutes, Shabbos Daf Tzadik Zayin. So there is a machlekes, a basic machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi says, the Gemara says, Kalchena Olim Dome Atzmei. Gzereshove is not Dome Atzmei. It has to be based upon a Kabbalah L'meisha Misinai. It has to be based upon a Kabbalah L'meisha Misinai. How about the Adam Midrash HaTorah V'Shebe'? How about the Hekesh? How about the Kval Patochlal? How about the Dorash Yotzim HaKval? I mean, Ribu, Mi'ut, I mean, all kinds of Doroshes. Do they require a Kabbalah? Are they analogous to Gzereshoveh? Or they are analogous to Kalachim. So in Sukkot Daf Lamed Aleph there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi says that Kalachim is the only Yalfuse that Odom is Dome Atzmei. And one should not make a mistake, Chas V'Sholem, that when Odom Dome Atzmei without Kabbalah, that means that we today can also be done Kalachim, Chas V'Sholem. Not only we cannot be done Kal V'Chaimer. I mean, even the Rishonim and even the Geinim couldn't be done Kal V'Chaimer. Kal V'Chaimer is Moshe to Chachmei Kabbalah, to Tanoim, to Amoraim. Tesis, you find many times, as certain kashas, why doesn't the Gemara learn how to Kal V'Chaimer? Why? I mean, first of all, such a kashe can only be raised by Tesis and by Rishonim. And not by any one of us. No one of us has a right even to mention such a kasha. Tesis knew all the clothing of the Midrash HaTorah and Rashi Ben, so he had a right to ask why didn't Chazal apply Kal V'Chaimer. So Tesis kasha is only why didn't the Tanoim, the Amoraim apply Kal V'Chaimer. But we have no right, we have no authority to do that. And one should not make the mistake, Kal V'Chaimer, that's plain logic. No, I mentioned many times, there are two kinds of Kal V'Chaimer. There is a Kal V'Chaimer of Yalfuse, and there is a Kal V'Chaimer of logic. And that's the difference between the Kal V'Chaimer mentioned in the Braise of Rabbi Shmuel, that's a Kal V'Chaimer of Yalfuse. That's learned out from the Pasuk Vavio Yorik Yorik Bifanel, how is the Kolin Shibasyomi. And the Medrash Leishim Shtayim of Chepleza B'nei Rabbi Aglili also mentions Kolachina. But there that Kolachina is the Kolachina of logic. That's a technique of interpreting the Torah. So that's logic. But the Kolachina of Yalfuse is Moshe to Chazal. But Chazal have the authority, have the keach. The Torah gave them the keach to deduce the Kolachina. According to certain calling, I mean, we don't even know the calling. The Rishen knew the calling. But according to certain calling, so the Chachonim had the authority to do the Kalachim and Piatzmon without the Kabbalah. But Xereshove, even the Tanoim, even the Chachma Kabbalah, could only deduce the Alfutsev Xereshove on the basis of if it was coupled with the Kabbalah of the nation of Sinai. According to Rashi, not only Xereshove, but all the Alfutsev. Other than Kalchina, so require the Kabbalah of the nation of Sinai. According to Teisves, all the Alfuses di Izodom Tomeatzme, means Chazal, except Zereshav. That's a machlekes between Rashi and Teisves in Sukkot Rafamadale. I think that the Arava Miri doesn't mention Bechol Mashe Bobi Talmud Derechik Adin Ki Karnes Karnes. So misakin amiut ki l'kideish yeh k'mo yorov, but he just says misakin because the Rav Amiri agrees with the shita of Rashi that all Yalfusis except Kal Vachomer require a Kabbalah of nation in Sinai. So if we see that Chazal applied a certain chosar or a certain yeser in a droshe, so that means that droshe was not just based upon the Kabbalah of Shalavicho v'yagetchos kinecho v'yim oloch, upon the Sifatoros in those generation. That wouldn't have been enough. It means that Yalfuse was based upon a Kabbalah of Ishmi P'ishmi P'meshim Sinai. That they were booking in the Chzeres business. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been able to deduce the Alfuse according to Rashi. Except if the Alfuse involved the Kalachimah. But Kalachimah is not Chayach, that I cannot even visualize a Alfuse that is based upon the Chzeres of Kalachimah that is based upon Chzeres Yaseres. Maybe they could, but I mean, I don't visualize it. I don't know of such a Alfuse. Anyway, so except for Kal Vachomer, every Alfusi of the Droshes HaTorah, so had to be coupled with the Kabbalah of the nation of Sinai. Some Meire, if they didn't have the Kabbalah of the nation of Sinai in respect to that particular pasuk, so they wouldn't have been able to deduce the Alfusi. So that's a raya that they had the Kabbalah of the nation of Sinai. That Karmis was a chosin. If he had, it was a mole. I mean, the way it is, now it appears. So, that Karmis was a mole. So, mele, we have to ignore our own Kabbalah of that is based upon Shalavicho Be'agitos Kenecho Be'emoloch because of the Kabbalah of Meshe Kibbutel Misinah is only Yeshua. So that's why the Arava Miri doesn't mention Misaknes Amir to Fidorov. Whether it's a new Torov, even if we know that our Masere feeds the Rov of the previous generations, of Rov Sivatoros in the previous generations. But if there is a conflict between the Masera of Shalavicho Be'agetcho, somebody asked me that question, in one generation, and the Masera of Meshe Kibbutel Misinah in Sol or Yeshua. So of course, that the Masera of Meshe Kibbutel Misinah in Sol or Yeshua is Deche, the Masera of the plain Jews, of the plain suffering. because it says both. First of all, the Kasmasire of Meshik Mutem Sinem Sol Yeshua was guarded by the Chachma Yisrael, not just by ordinary suffering. Even if they are the biggest tzaddikim, but can you compare suffering? I mean, the biggest tzaddikim with Chachma Yisrael, I mean, that's ridiculous. And then, the Maseira of Meshik Kibbutel Mesinem Sol Yeshua is also Maseira of Shalavichu Vayetcho. So it's both Maseiras. So Mele, so according to the Rav Amiri, if there is a variance between our Svetos and the Svetos of Chazal in connection with the Pasuk that serve as a basis of the Din, so then we do not even need to concern ourselves with the question, how were most of the Torahs in this man of Chazal written? Assuming that most of the Torahs in this man of Chazal, 90% of the Torahs in this man of Chazal were written, Karmis Chosa. But the Maseir of Meshik Kibbutel Mesinai in Sol Yeshua declared that Karmis is more, so naturally, that prevails. So he doesn't say Misaknas Amiri. Whereas the Rashba, he agrees with the Sheet of Tesis. And if I'm not mistaken, there is a Chidusha Rashba that says like Tesis. I'm not 100% sure, but that's my impression, that he agrees with Tesis, that only Gzirah Shoveh requires a Kabbalah Nation Sai. But the other Droshes do not require a Kabbalah Nation Sinai, only Gzirah Shoveh, special Aloch. The Gabbik Zershov. Other Alfus is near the Dreshel Ben, is Odom Domeatsme, like Alchena. Some Mele, the fact that the Chachomim darshened a certain Aloche, it used a certain Aloche on the basis of Karnes being a Mole, doesn't necessarily imply that they had that Bikabole of Meshach Kibbutel Messina in Sol Yeshua. No, they had the Bikabole.